Well, hey, welcome to the HVBC podcast. My name's Doc. I'm the lead pastor at Hawkesbury Valley Baptist Church, and I'm so glad that you are with us today. This is going to be the third message in a five-part series, so I encourage you to go back if you're on-ramping right now or if you've missed one of the previous two messages. But we are talking about reclaiming the margins. We're talking about the principles to bring us back into the room and the rhythm and the space that God has for us. I don't know if you've noticed, but Jesus was always both in rhythm and responsive. He said, "I do only what I see the Father doing." How good would our lives be if we could say this too, that we were only about what the Father was up to? You know, many of us find ourselves in a place where we're overcommitted, overworked, or overwhelmed. Have you noticed over the past decade or so, less people are saying, "I'm good." More people are saying, "I'm busy, I'm tired, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I'm worried." We ought to be experiencing and producing more of the goodness that God talks about in Galatians chapter 5, where he describes one of the fruit of the Spirit being goodness. And that word good or goodness, it means beautiful, blessed, and beneficial. Life to the full isn't maxed out, stressed out, or burnt out. Life to the full is in rhythm and responsive, with room to breathe, with the margins of our lives reclaimed, back within that space that God designed and desires for us. So I'm going to continue today to share principles that help us make room and live in the rhythm that God has for us. I'm using the acronym SPACE, and message one, S was for seeking first God's kingdom and righteousness. These are our goalposts. We're not chasing after provision or promotion or postcode. We are chasing after the goalposts of God's kingdom and righteousness. Last message, I talked about how P is for pruning. And God prunes us in order that we might be more fruitful. But today's principle, the letter A, it's uncomfortable, it's unwelcome and uncommon. Most of you hearing this message will subconsciously protect yourself from doing what I'm about to suggest and put to you. The walls will go up immediately when you hear what A stands for. As I promised in the first message of this series, that unless we get the seek first part right, then the rest of these principles are going to be difficult to accept and apply. And today I want to tell you that A is for accountability. Most Christians have tried accountability once or twice. It's hard to do, and it's hard to get right. It's kind of like setting standards in a new home. You sort of say, "We're not going to allow this house to get cluttered or messy. We're not going to, you know, allow that behavior, or we're not going to yell at each other in this house, or we're not going to do this or that in our new house and new neighborhood." But it's kind of accountability is a little bit like that. You know, our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. And over time, we do allow clutter. We do drift away from the standards that we set. And so today what I want to do is I want to err on the side of practice rather than theory. I want to talk to you really practically about my experience of accountability and what I've observed around this topic of accountability and ways that we might actually do accountability successfully and better, rather than throwing the baby out with the bathwater, where we say, "Nah, you know, I've tried accountability before and it didn't work," or, "You know, that was uncomfortable," or, "I got hurt by this person," or, "That wasn't a great experience of accountability." I don't want us to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I don't want us to just give up on the practice of accountability because it didn't work in the past. So let's start with a working definition of accountability, and this will sort of frame what I'm going to share with you today. But here's what I want us to understand accountability as. It's the practice of personal responsibility within purposeful community. Let me say that one more time. Accountability is the practice of personal responsibility within purposeful community. Proverbs 18, verse 1 to 2 in the New King James says, "A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart." You know, sometimes I think many Christians have the theme song, "Listen to Your Heart." But what I've discovered is that our human soul and the Holy Spirit can often have the same accent. Sometimes we wrestle with the question, is this me thinking it or is this God saying it? And one of the reasons why we struggle to discern God's will for our life is because our own heart, our own soul has the same accent as the Holy Spirit. And I want to say to you today that God's word and God's people are our two best guardrails from disaster. As the Spirit leads us on, God's word and God's people are our two best guardrails from disaster. Accountability. It's the practice of personal responsibility within purposeful community. So I want to start by talking about personal responsibility today. It's the first of the two practices of accountability. You've got the practice of personal responsibility. If you were to look at that word, responsibility, responsibility. Loved and empowered by God, you and I are able to respond well. We are strengthened to respond well to the things that happen to us, in us, or around us. We can respond well to whatever season, situation, or circumstances we find ourselves in. Paul says this in Philippians 4, verse 12 to 13. He says, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learnt to be both full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Accountability, it starts with a commitment to personal responsibility. I have the ability to respond well. I can do this because Jesus is giving me strength. I can live with plenty. I can live in lack. I can live full. I can live hungry. I can abound and I can suffer need. I can respond well to all of the spectrum of seasons and circumstances in my life because Jesus is strengthening me. You know, there's a whole lot of unhelpful ongoing responses. These are unhelpful because ultimately they don't take us forward into who God's called us to be and what God's called us to do. Blame, excuses, avoidance, denial, hiding, isolation, self-loathing, self-pity, self-righteousness, justification. We see examples of all of these throughout Scripture, don't we? And they're never helpful responses to the season or circumstances that we find ourselves in. These are never things that are going to take us forward. But personal responsibility, the ability to respond to wherever we find ourselves, the ability to make a good decision, the ability to move forward in Christ, the ability to respond well, Jesus gives us that strength and ability to respond well no matter where we are. Isn't the classic example King David? You know, at first he isolated, he covered up, he was prideful, he avoided, he was self-righteous when the prophet Nathan confronted him. And he could have kept going down these unhelpful paths. But the second that he took responsibility, began to respond well, God's grace and God's restoration began to take place in his life. I want to say to you this, that if you are maxed out, stressed out, or burnt out right now, the second that you take responsibility is the second that you begin to make your way out of it. If you're maxed out, stressed out, burnt out, if you're overworked, overwhelmed, or overcommitted, or all of the above, the second that you realize Jesus is giving you the strength to respond well, Jesus is giving you the strength to move forward and move out of that life beyond the limits, back into the space that he has for you. The second that we realize Jesus has strengthened me, I can respond well, is the second we begin to move in the right direction. And maybe you're finding yourself in that place beyond the limits. Maybe you're finding yourself in that place where you're not good anymore. You're not experiencing the blessing, the beauty, the benefit of God in your life. Maybe you've lived life beyond the limits. Well, take responsibility, personal responsibility, strengthened by Jesus. Come back, take a step back towards the space that God has for you. And here's the special source of practicing accountability. It's purposeful community. What starts with personal responsibility culminates in purposeful community. And let me ask you the question today. Who have you involved in your life for the purpose of seeing you grow, flourish, and become all you can be in Christ? You know, I once was taking a drive through South Australia along a coastal road down there with a friend, and I noticed on the side of the road there were the white posts with the red reflectors to kind of mark where the edge of the road was. But every now and then there'd be a red post and a black post. And there seemed to be no pattern to the red and the black post. So I asked my friend who was a South Australian, I said, what do these red and black posts mean? And he said to me, well, the red posts are where somebody's had an accident and there's been an injury or a casualty. But the black posts are where somebody's had an accident and there hasn't just been an injury, there's actually been a fatality. And all of us know somebody who's been knocked out or dropped out of their faith journey for one reason or another. And I wonder how many at the point where they became spiritually a red post or a black post, whether it either backslid from their faith or lost their faith or became discouraged or disaffected in their faith. I wonder how many people who we can think of that we've journeyed with over the years, I wonder how many of them had purposeful community in their lives at the time that they became that red post or that black post on the journey of following and pursuing Jesus. So let's get really practical about building accountability through purposeful community. I want to make a few observations from my experiences and time in ministry over the last 20 years. Here's number one, purposeful community is planned. It's planned. It takes a plan. It takes time, effort, and sometimes money. You know, 7 years ago, I became a lead pastor in a Baptist church. It was the second time I'd ever set foot in a Baptist church. I'd only ever been to a Baptist church maybe one other time for a wedding. But I knew that I was coming into a new church, new denomination. My friendships would drift because there was no longer the time and place for those friendships. And so I needed to put a plan in place and slowly and surely rebuild and reinvest into the community that I needed in place so that I didn't become an isolated, discouraged, or unfruitful leader or person. Proverbs 24, verse 5 to 6 says, a wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. I mean, we all want to be strong. We all want to be full of strength. But look at what the verse goes on and says. A wise man's strong, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. You know, strength is just one thing, but safety through many wise counselors is a whole other thing. God wants us strong, but he also wants us safe. Because you, just like me, we've seen mighty people fall and become red and black posts as we've journeyed in Christ. The mighty fall, but in a multitude of counselors, there's not just strength, there's also safety. You know, my son, he lifts weights, he does amazing bench presses. He is strong, but there are times when he's lifting a weight, he still needs a spotter. And it would be unwise and unsafe for him to just do his gym work alone. Strength is one thing, safety is another. I want to encourage you, church, don't make big decisions without the safety of a multitude of wise counselors in your life. If you don't have a purposeful community built, at the very least, call upon wise people who are within arm's reach. But there is safety in a multitude of counselors. Church, I want to encourage you, be purposeful and plan your purposeful community. Put a plan in place. Invest into it. Make the plan and execute the plan. Here's the second thing. Purposeful community is prioritized. You might have once had purposeful community or accountability, but the quality of your accountability community, it depends on your ongoing investment into it. The Bible says things like this: we all like sheep have gone astray. It says the devil roams like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. We need to recognize, church, that we can all drift. We can all become isolated and vulnerable. So right now, let me ask you, is your purposeful community getting stronger or weaker? Are you prioritizing it? Are you becoming a more connected and accountable person? Or are you becoming more isolated and vulnerable? I want to encourage you to review the strength of your community. And right now, would you say it's a house of straw, sticks, or stone? What direction is your purposeful community heading in? And I would suggest to you that if it's getting better, you are prioritizing it. But if it's getting weaker, or you're becoming more isolated and vulnerable, then perhaps you need to reprioritize your purposeful community. And here's where we'll finish today. Thirdly and finally, purposeful community is pursued. You know, we are accountable at the level that we are ultimately willing to be. It's on me to want and to pursue accountability. And this is where I've seen accountability fall over so many times in the past, is that we ask somebody to keep us accountable or make us accountable, but ultimately we've got to come back to the personal responsibility space. You see, I cannot abdicate or delegate my personal responsibility to somebody else. I was speaking to a psychologist about this principle of accountability, and he said, you know, the poop is in your own backyard. It's not up to somebody else to come and scoop up the things that are in our own backyard. It's still our own personal responsibility, but we have to pursue accountability. It's on us to practice personal responsibility within purposeful community. And you know, over the decades, I've pastored and listened to so many people who have expected others to look after their own personal responsibility. And I just want to remind us today and encourage us today that accountability, it's not the abdication or the delegation of our personal responsibility to others. It's continuing to build and maintain and pursue people around us who are going to keep us accountable. And that is on us to pursue that type of community. You know, my own purposeful community, they have different roles to play. Some I talk spiritual, some I talk ministry, some I talk family and personal, some I talk financial, some I talk general. But the majority of the time, I've got to pursue them and book recurring time with the people that are in my purposeful community. We have to pursue it. I have to give my purposeful community permission, information, honesty, and humility. You know, I've got a mentor in my life, and he's got a list of 8 areas in my life where I've given him permission to explore or ask around every time we meet. And I've said to him, the best way to keep me accountable is to say, if you were looking at these 8 areas right now, which one would you ask me about? And so it puts the ball in my court. It makes me personally responsible. Proverbs 13, verse 20, walk with the wise and become wise. Walk with the wise. You know, I'm a believer in proximity, in journey, in time, and positioning ourselves with the right people. Accountability, it's the practice of personal responsibility within purposeful community. You know, in and of yourself, left isolated and left to your own devices, and I'm exactly the same, we drift and trend and tend towards being overwhelmed, overcommitted, and overworked. We move towards stressed out, burnt out, maxed out if left to our own devices. And so we all have the potential of becoming like that red post or that black post along the journey of following Jesus, unless we practice personal responsibility within purposeful community. I want you to think about the level of accountability in your life right now. Are you an island? Are you isolated? Or are you connected and accountable? Are you building? Are you maintaining? Are you pursuing accountability? And I want to encourage you today, if you've stopped being accountable, to restart. If you've never been accountable, to make a start. Wherever you're at in terms of this purposeful community, I want to encourage you to make a step in the right direction coming out of today. I want to encourage you to look at your corner, the people who are in your corner in life, and think, am I investing? Am I pursuing? Am I prioritizing this space? And so I want to encourage you to perhaps take seriously the invitation to become a space cadet, you can email doc@hvbc.org.au if you'd like to become more accountable to applying these principles into your life. And I'll equip you with resources and summaries of these messages. And this week, I'll share with you even what my own personal corner looks like. But I encourage you to email me, doc@hvbc.org.au. Become a space cadet. And let's practice these things that we've been learning about through our Reclaiming the Margin series. I'll speak to you again soon. Thanks for tuning in today. God bless you.